Bobby, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today.
Thanks, Tracy. I'm excited about getting to come home this week.
That's right. You are coming home, and it's for a big event called Celebrate Our Farming Heritage, and it takes place this Saturday from 2 until 5 at the Smith Farm. Tell us everything about this.
Well, we're very excited. My brother, Billy Dale Smith, is the owner and manager of the farm, and he has graciously agreed to let us come aboard to see the operations. Right now is probably the busiest time of his year with all of the tobacco production that is underway. And he has offered to have some tours of the farm and the barns and allow people to walk around and sort of see what those smoking barns actually look like up close and personal. So that's probably the main event, is being able to visit the farm. And the tours of the event starts at 2, and the first tour is at 2:30, and then there will be a second tour at 3:45. And in the middle, at 3 o'clock, Judge Bill Cunningham, who is our Kentucky Supreme Court Justice and also the author of On Bended Knees, The Knight Rider Story, he's going to make a few remarks around 3 o'clock for folks that are there, and we'll just have a fun day. And I guess the other piece I need to mention is that our new book that features Smith Farms, as well as four other farms in the county, will also be featured in a book signing event titled Farming in the Black Patch. And that'll be ongoing from 2 to 5 as well.
I do want to get in before we forget. You're going to be at the Kentucky Book Fair.
On Saturday, November the 14th, I believe is the actual day. And yes, I was very pleased to be invited to present Farming in the Black Patch as a new publication for this year. That's pretty exciting for me.
Now, one of the reasons that you're going to be a big part of the Celebrate Our Farming Heritage celebration is that you've written extensively about West Kentucky. Farming in the Black Patch is actually your third book about this area, Passions of the Black Patch, Cooking and Quilting in Western Kentucky, and 40 Acres and a Red Belly Ford, the Smith Family of Callaway County, were your first two. And many people who may not have even read the books might have seen the documentary Farming in the Black Patch, which won the 2013 Education Award from the Kentucky Historical Society. So, first of all, why did you decide that you were going to write about Western Kentucky? A lot of people don't write about Western Kentucky, even people from here, but you have actually made it a passion to do that. And then I want to know what to expect for first-time readers of Farming in the Black Patch. Will this be similar to the documentary, or will there be additional material in there that you've never drawn from before?
Well, thank you, Tracy. Yes, the passion about writing about the Western Kentucky aspect, if somebody had told me 10 years ago I would be writing and talking about tobacco and farming, I probably would have laughed, but because I moved away from home as a young adult and kind of left the farm at that point. But I have always had a deep interest in our family's history and our past, and just a real keen interest in Kentucky history. And in studying about that, I came to realize there was very little written about Western Kentucky. There just wasn't a lot of material, a lot of reference material. And I was sort of interested in writing anyway, and had been writing and researching our family history. And my brother was actually the one who helped me to recognize the uniqueness of Western Kentucky. I had, you know, when I was doing family research and I'd come across ancestor after ancestor that was listed as a farmer, you know, I thought, gosh, we're a pretty boring bunch. But he helped me to really understand that, you know, we have quite a legacy as a farm family in Western Kentucky. And then even beyond that, the uniqueness is the way that we actually produce our dark-fired tobacco. That is a very different process than is done anywhere else in the world. And it is unique to our Black Patch region of Western Kentucky and Western Tennessee. And so that was sort of the impetus that got me started. And as time went by and the film came about, much for the same reason that, you know, so few people really understand how we actually produce the dark-fired tobacco. And so once the film came out and really got a lot of people across the state interested, the film producer Michael Breeding was the one who suggested, you know, you really ought to take this to a book. And so that's actually how this most current version came about. And then to answer your second question is, yes, the book does follow along very much the same information as what the film had in it, but we were able to go much deeper in the book. I have a very lengthy section of history about tobacco, which I think a lot of people will find interesting. And then we also were able to add segments from the interviews we had with other farmers in the county that went into a little more detail than we were able to just in the film version.
I think some people listening now probably had their interest piqued when you talked about the dark fire process. Can we give them about a very, very brief, quick rundown of what makes that different from the way tobacco is cured elsewhere?
Sure. The process of growing the tobacco and even hanging it in the barns and curing it is very similar until you get to the final curing process. And in Western Kentucky, we actually build fires in the base of our barns. And if you think about how you cure barbecue or how we smoke meats in Western Kentucky, it's the same idea, the same concept that is used for smoking the tobacco or curing or firing the tobacco. So that's the significant difference, and it's so funny. I do presentations across the state as one of the Kentucky Humanities Council speakers, and every time I show a picture of our smoking barns or whatever, people in the audience will just sit up straight and say, oh my, you know, what are they doing? And they're really curious about that process. And so it is very unique to Western Kentucky, and there are a lot of people that I guess once you get past sort of the Pennyryl region on into the middle part, the central part of Kentucky further east, north and south, people are just not familiar with it. They're, you know, it's really very unique to them.
What was one thing that stands out in your mind that you discovered through the film and also the book Farming in the Black Patch that really surprised you?
Well, I guess for me, you know, having grown up on the farm, I think we all took for granted what we had and what we have as a farm family. And I have learned, especially in the last 15 to 20 years with the changes that, you know, the tobacco buyout program has brought and just development in general, farm families are very different than they were several years ago. Western Kentucky is still very much a farming area, but many of the smaller family farms in the rest of the state are just gone. And so I think for me, just seeing how quickly that way of life has changed and is changing, that's probably been my biggest surprise.
Do you have an online home or a place that listeners can go to learn more about your works and also purchase them?
Yes, thank you. The website is Bobby with an IE, Bobby Smith Bryant, B-O-B-B-I-E, Smith Bryant.com. Very easy, and welcome people to check it out and see what the books are like, and be pleased to respond to any emails that come through from anyone that's interested in knowing more.
And again, Celebrate Our Farming Heritage is Saturday. It's from 2 until 5 in the afternoon at Smith Farms. And for those who don't know, that's at 2458 Kirksey Road here in Murray. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today, Bobby.
Thanks, Tracy. I look forward to seeing folks out there. It'll be a fun day.